Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ecom Sales Tax Podcast. In this podcast, our number one goal is to ease your mind of all the stress that sales tax can bring to you as an e-commerce seller. Our episodes contain the questions that have been posed to us by business owners and other individuals doing business in various states in the U.S., and we will help clear up the confusing, contradicting information you might find online and give you a clear path forward.
Welcome, everyone, to the Ecom Sales Tax Podcast. My name is Ryan Johnson, and I've got Dan Peiser and Jason Parr on with me today. Now, I've been getting loads of questions. I think my email has been blowing up the last couple of weeks just with a bunch of international sellers that are trying to get into the FBA or e-commerce marketplace here in the U.S. And they've been asking me all sorts of questions on what they need to do in order to be ready to sell in the U.S. And I thought I would just pitch it to you guys to see, you know, what your advice would be to them.
Well, thanks, Ryan. Jason here. It's a great question, and we literally get it every day. A lot of international sellers have never been set up in the U.S. They want to understand how to do that. Also, domestic e-commerce sellers want to understand how to get set up, and maybe they don't understand all of the state requirements, et cetera. So the question that we get often is, what do I do next? And so we actually created using NEXT as an acronym to help establish what you do next. And for every seller who sells into the U.S. and has customers in multiple states, we always say you start with Nexus. You want to understand what your exposure might be to different taxing authorities across the U.S. And your exposure is going to be based on your Nexus and also the taxability of your product or services. So what do I do next relates to what Nexus do I have and what exposure might I have to different taxing authorities based on that Nexus and based on the taxability of my products and services. So I would throw it over to Dan real quick, just to talk a little bit about Nexus, because there's a couple of different ways that a company can establish Nexus in the U.S. if they're selling online only. Dan, can you share what a couple of those might be?
Certainly. Thank you, Jason. There's many ways to establish Nexus, but for the average online seller, they're going to be looking at establishing Nexus one of two ways. And the first is through a physical presence. And this is the old standard. This has been around since the 50s and 60s. And this says that if you've got more than the slightest physical presence within the state, that that's enough to give you nexus with the state and require you to collect sales tax on behalf of that state. For most e-commerce sellers, that's going to be their fulfillment system. Whether you're using your own fulfillment warehouses or you're using fulfillment by Amazon, any place that your inventory rests, you are going to have Nexus there. So for the case of all of the Amazon sellers we work with, they're going to have Nexus in every one of the 26 plus states that has a fulfillment center that Amazon uses right now. And once your inventory first hits one of those warehouses, in theory, you need to register with that state to collect the sales tax. Now, that's one way. Another method, and this is a much newer method for getting Nexus, is an economic Nexus method, whereby a number of states, in light of a Supreme Court case last year, have passed a legislation or a rule or a pronouncement that essentially says once you've exceeded a threshold, and the most common is either $100,000 in gross sales within the prior 12-month period, or 200 individual transactions, then at that point you have Nexus and again would be required to register and collect sales tax. And so that's for the Nexus piece, that's really what a seller would have to watch out for.
Well said, Dan. I appreciate that. So you have what we call physical Nexus and economic Nexus. Just about every state in the U.S. that imposes a sales or use tax now has legislation which would require you to register, collect, and remit sales and use tax on your sales, either through a physical nexus or an economic nexus. And I say most because from an economic nexus standpoint, not all of the states have actually passed legislation which is effective, but they're all working on it. or they've passed legislation, which isn't quite effective yet, but it'll be effective soon. So Nexus is step one on the question, what do I do next? Then you want to identify, do I have some exposure to these taxing authorities? And that's going to be based on the taxability of your product or services. So if you can understand that everything that you sell is taxable in all the states that you sell it in, then your exposure to the state would be where you have established nexus through physical or economic presence and where the items that you sell are taxable. And so it really comes down to quantifying the amount of your sales times an average sales tax rate in that state to determine what is my potential exposure. So let's say that you haven't made any sales. The question might be, what do I do if I haven't made any sales? How can I get set up to ensure that I'm collecting tax in the proper states as soon as I make my first sale? Now, we're not attorneys. We're a registered CPA firm, but we don't provide traditional CPA services. And so we would not specifically instruct you on the best form of business or the best state to set up or the best location where you could establish your business. But we can tell you that to register for sales and use tax purposes and to conduct business in multiple states in the U.S., you will need a federal employee identification number, commonly known as an FEIN. So you do need that, and we can help you with that. Once you have that in place and you understand what your nexus footprint might be, it might be something that you watch over time, or you might know in advance as an FBA seller what your footprint might be from a physical inventory basis. But once you identify the states that you should register in because of nexus, and once you understand the taxability of what you sell and if the items that you sell are taxable, then you should register, and we can help you get registered in a state. And once you're registered, then through your billing system or online platform, you would have a way to collect the tax on the sales that you begin making. And then you would need a process to remit those taxes. So all along the line, we can help you in those areas. We can help you get an FEIN. We have partners that can help you understand what might be the best business model or business setup for your company in the U.S. Once we've identified nexus and exposure and taxability, and we help you get registered, then we can also help you remit taxes that are collected. Now, Dan, I have to ask you this. When it comes to an international seller's responsibility to collect and remit tax, let's say they're an FBA seller, and let's say they also sell goods on their own website. Is it likely that they would need to get registered everywhere and be collecting tax from all the states? Or are there some states that they may not have to get registered in? This is something we would cover in a strategy call, but it might provide a little bit of insight if Dan just shares a little bit about whether you would have to get registered in every state.
Well, certainly. If you've got your own website in addition to Amazon, one of the things to watch for with Amazon is a number of states have recognized that rather than going after every small seller and individually making them file a sales tax return and collect the tax, that it's far easier to get it from the source, which is Amazon. So a number of states have passed some form of legislation now that requires Amazon to, on behalf of their sellers, collect and remit any applicable sales and use tax. Not every state has done this, but a number are certainly marching towards it, and they've got varying start dates on that. But once it goes into effect, in essence, if all of your sales are through Amazon into that given state, then you would not report any tax. Whether or not you still need to, you could deregister is an open question that we're still hashing out with the states to some degree. But another thing to keep in mind is if you have a separate sales stream, say your own website, once you have Nexus for every channel you sell on. You don't get Nexus for Amazon, but not for your Shopify page or whatnot. So once you've got Nexus, you have to collect all sales tax within that state, unless that they've passed a marketplace provision and that facilitator is collecting that portion of the tax. So even if Amazon suddenly says they're going to collect for you in, let's say, the state of Texas, if you've got a Shopify page and you're making sales into Texas, you still have to file a return and report all of those Texas sales from your Shopify page, but any sales made on Amazon, they would report. I should also mention that Texas just passed that law in their facilitator law will go live in October. So not quite there yet, but we'll show up soon.
Great stuff, Dan. I appreciate that. So just to clarify a little bit, if you're an international e-commerce seller, you've not made any sales into the U.S., but you're considering to enter the U.S. market. The question is, what do I do next? And NEXT is an acronym which stands for, I need to find out what my nexus is. And there's physical presence, which can occur through inventory on Amazon's platform. Or do I have economic nexus, which is a matter of financial thresholds, economic thresholds, and or transactional thresholds. And they vary state by state. There's some great charts that help break this down that we can provide to you. Once I understand what my nexus footprint might be or is, then I need to understand what my exposure might be to the various taxing authorities. Where do I need to begin collecting and remitting tax? That's based on the taxability of the product or services that I sell. So I need to have some understanding of the taxability of what I sell. But once I understand these items and I know that I need to get registered in a state or multiple states, then the next step is to get an FEIN, and that's registered with the Internal Revenue Service. That's something that we can do on your behalf as well. Once you have an FEIN, then you would need to get registered with those states where you've identified you have nexus. The items you sell are taxable, which would establish exposure. And when I say exposure, I mean taxes that should be collected on your sales to your customers in those states and remitted to the states. If those go uncollected, then they possibly can come out of your own pocket with penalties and interest. And that's why we use the term exposure. Once that has occurred, then you'll need a process for collecting and remitting those taxes on an ongoing basis. So again, we always ask you to reach out to us to find out more information, to have a strategy call, to talk about your business specifically, your footprint specifically, and how that can impact you. We're always happy to chat with you and help you through this process, all the way through filing your returns and remitting the payments for those returns. So appreciate the question and the opportunity to share with international e-commerce sellers.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it, guys. I think you're going to make my job a little bit easier. Probably answer about 6 emails with these exact questions every day. So this may be one of our popular podcasts. So again, if you guys need some help, everyone is different and everyone has a different situation. You can find our information down below. Again, thank you for attending.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Ecom Sales Tax Podcast. If you have any additional questions about today's episode or you just need some help, you can find my contact information down below. Connect with us at salestaxforonlinesellers.com. And don't forget to find us on Facebook. We post new content every week.